Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And Steve Rummage in the building. Brian Hall in the booth.
I'm in the booth. Here I am. Sorry. So I was just waiting. I refuse. I'm like, I'm that
wait
guy.
For the crowd. I got you.
Yeah, I'm that guy that won't go on stage until, you know, he's got all Dasani water and green M&Ms. No, I'm here. Listen, I have a issue that is not Kentucky football staff issue, but I have a issue with my back tooth. I broke.
Ouch.
Yeah. Broke a chunk out of it somehow. So it is like slicing my tongue with every word I say.
Ouch.
So
but you're going to power through it?
No, I'm going to power through it. Yeah. As you can tell, sometimes I might have a little bit of a lisp there at the end. But I'm going to power through it, and we're going to do this thing, and we're going to get excited and roll forward.
I have an issue about the design of the modern-day vehicle, Steve.
Okay.
I don't know if this is some type of sick joke, but, and I don't know how many people have this problem, and I know they come up with these little quirky little additions you can add to your car, but I swear, when I drop my phone and my credit card down in those little areas,
oh yeah,
beside the car, you've made it the perfect size for the male hand to not be able to fit down in there.
Absolutely.
Either open it up, find a way to design at least a space where your fist can you know, like that should be the minimum, you know, area to reach down in between the car. And y'all just design it just so perfectly to get anything trapped down in the side of your car. I feel like every time I put my hand down out, like I'm gonna lose a finger.
Yeah.
You know, it's just some kind of scrape, scratch, bruise, cut. Something's just, golly, that's irritating.
Yeah.
That's irritating. So you are getting sound in your headset, but
it's
not good.
I am, but it's just quiet. It's quiet. Okay. But that's okay. Okay, there you go. Whatever you did, I am back.
All right, thank you. Working, Steve.
I'm back. Okay.
I'm the new Brian Hall.
Yeah.
Speaking of Brian Hall in the booth. Brian, what's going on, my man?
What's up, man? If you're the new Brian Hall, then I guess you guys don't need me. I'm going to go ahead and head out, grab some lunch.
See, Brian.
Maybe head to Wing Zone or something like that.
It's good seeing you today.
So what else is going on, B-Hall?
Nothing too much. Saw the breaking news last night on UK football. Oh, wow. That's a tough one.
Really?
Watched some NBA finals last night. Got some rumors yesterday that my Minnesota Timberwolves could be after Ben Simmons. Interesting.
Oh.
A lot of movement getting ready to happen in the NBA. So I always like the NBA offseason. It's a lot more active now. So Ben Simmons could be on the move. We'll see.
Ben Simmons to Minnesota.
Ben Simmons to Minnesota. How about that?
You all saw that on Bleacher Report yesterday.
I did. Yeah.
Simmons to Minnesota.
Okay.
Fair enough. He would die.
He needs more of the limelight, I think.
He would die if he had to pack up and move to Minnesota.
But, I mean, the package may or may not include D'Angelo Russell, but you're still going to have a Cat, Ant, and now Ben Simmons if you did that. And then possibly D'Angelo Russell if he's not included in the deal because they're trying to center it around, Malik Beasley.
He's throwing the paper down here, too. Jesus Christ. He is throwing these little balls of paper down into the computer modem area too. My God. Okay. He's doing that. Golly.
Okay.
I know you're listening, Drew. I know you're listening, Nate. Throwing balled up papers down in the modem where the computer, that's a fire hazard. Can you handle the show for a couple seconds?
Yeah, no, I absolutely can. Louisville football.
It's disgusting.
On the clock again today. Sounds like it might be getting a little more good news over the today and maybe over the next few days. So, right. Yeah. So something else to keep
like
an
that
eye
little tease,
on.
Though.
Yeah. Adding a little bit more speed to the team. So we'll see about that here in a little bit. So, a lot going on.
You really can't keep a secret.
Well, I mean, it's out there. It's not like inside info here. I mean,
a little speed.
yeah. A little speed. Just a little speed ad. So there's that. Obviously, we're still on Sidney Curry watch.
I'm not. He got until 6 o'clock.
Okay.
6 o'clock and I'm out.
Okay, fair enough.
If we don't hear something by 6 o'clock, everybody, give up hope.
Okay. Fair enough.
Just listen. If we don't hear anything by 6 o'clock, don't tag me with any Sidney Curry questions.
Okay, fair enough.
Because after 6 o'clock, my answer is no.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
6 o'clock is the deadline.
Yeah.
Because like I said, I drove past the Keeper Center.
Uh-huh.
I drove past it.
Yeah.
I was out here in the weather. It's perfect weather.
It is beautiful.
Everybody's cars were perfectly shined. I saw ladies basketball players hanging out. I saw track, lacrosse, and field hockey and soccer. I saw just the athletes up and down the streets working out. I mean, everything's perfect. Everything's just perfect on the campus. I mean, smiles, football, the energy is just too good. The energy was perfect. The weather was perfect. The school is the perfect fit. Come on up here. Listen, Fort Wayne connection. I mean, it's just perfect.
Yeah.
So, I'm not going to blame Coach on this one.
No.
Yeah, fair enough. Let him know that the YouTube is not up yet.
The YouTube's not up yet.
Yeah, because I had to clean up stuff.
Just letting you know. if you didn't know, it's not up. So now they know.
Hey guys, YouTube's not up yet. Okay.
Thanks, Brian. I think we got that across now. Me and you. Like, I appreciate that. Anyways,
I mean, you know what, Steve? It almost feels like there's not a lot to talk about today.
Well, there is, and I guess I know, and that's where my setup is. I know we're 93.9 The Ville, and I know that people get upset sometimes when we have to talk Kentucky. But I feel like today we probably are gonna have to just to make sure that everything gets covered. Right now, there is a staff in this state that is in a massive state of, I guess, turmoil.
Turmoil Tuesday.
That is in and it's everywhere you turn. You know, you open the papers, you're going to hear about it. You listen to the radio, you're going to hear about it. Anywhere you walk, you know, this is the conversation that's being had. There is a staff that's struggling to really keep their coaches out of legal trouble.
is that why coaches decided that a step down to a place like Michigan is a better move than staying with a toxic coaching staff?
Yeah, and got mocked by the current coaching staff for leaving.
Mm. For those who don't know, I'm making reference to the coach who chose to go to Memphis or to Michigan to get out of a toxic environment of assistant coaches.
Yeah.
Bo Knight. I refer to it as a platinum DUI.
Mm-hmm.
Speeding, what, 40, 50 miles over the speed limit?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Way past the legal limit.
Right.
Out of being intoxicated. Right?
Uh-huh.
And an open alcohol container, right?
Yeah.
I was surprised at the lack of, okay, during that, when that happened, Steve, I talked about how I'm not going to address if coaching staffs may have a drinking issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wasn't talking about the individual and his life struggles, but I wasn't going to let anyone else do that either. I listened to it and I heard people bring up every other aspect. Oh, it could have been this. Oh, well, maybe he was going through this. Mm-hmm. Maybe I know people who are around me on a Monday through Friday basis who didn't think Bobby Petrino's struggles were anything other than mockworthy. His yep. personal struggles, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've listened to people who are around me look at a situation like Lovie Jenkins, who's a young growing, you know, young man.
Yeah.
Get into an altercation, and I saw it deemed mockworthy around a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, and a representation of a bad environment.
Right.
A young man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and I watched it. And I listened to narrative, Steve.
Sure.
I waited for, you know, how would this Bo Knight UK coach platinum DUI situation be handled?
Yeah.
Through the media. On that program's watch.
Mm-hmm.
Handle it internally. Suspension. No details given. Return from suspension. The only reason I knew that coach had returned from suspension is because another coach who just got arrested on Sunday night for domestic violence.
Yeah.
It was a footnote in that article that the previous coach who had been arrested was already off suspension. Which means we didn't know this, right?
Yeah.
So, fast forward to yesterday. I found it laugh-worthy
mm-hmm.
to see how quick the narrative turned into domestic violence. It's not a rivalry thing. It's nothing to be talked about. He needs help. I found it laugh-worthy mm-hmm. of how quick it wasn't. Maybe there's a problem at this school.
Mm-hmm.
I know everyone thinks the same thing. How much of this stuff goes unreported?
Yeah.
Because if I follow local media and saw the underreporting, stuff like that causes underreporting of crimes as well. So two coaches arrested within 45 days. Somebody on my night show said, dude, they asked me a question. And it's like when the question, it's the reason I felt sorry for David Johnson. The time where that question was asked, hey, Marcus, do you think this will be on the bottom line of the ESPN ticker? Mm-hmm. Now, I could take the Steve Rummage route and say, if this doesn't make the bottom ticker of ESPN Louisville, that two assistant coaches at the University of Kentucky football have been arrested in a span of 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
If Steve Rummage, when we're joking around Rummage will say, "Well, you want to know why it didn't make the bottom? It didn't make the bottom ticker." Mm-hmm. And what would Steve say?
David Scott.
No, Steve. Okay. No, you dropped the ball. Okay. Steve. You listen. That was the alley-oop.
I'm listening.
And you messed it up.
I'm listening.
I'll replay it and I'll fill in for Steve on this one, y'all.
Fair enough.
I got to throw the ball off the glass and catch it myself now.
Fair enough.
If two coaches at the University of Kentucky get arrested, two football coaches, not grad assistants, not recruiting assistant coordinators, two assistant coaches. One guy's been there since 2013.
Yeah.
Two coaches get arrested in a span of 45 days, and that doesn't make an ESPN ticker. Steve Rummage is supposed to say, "Marcus, it's UK football. Oh. Nobody cares," right?
Right. That's fair. That's fair. That's a better one.
I can't believe that's you didn't say one. That.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. You're
and
right.
I would say, Steve, it's SEC football.
Mm-hmm.
That's a story.
Yeah.
No matter if it's Vanderbilt, if it's Power 5, even if it's not Power 5, two assistant coaches get arrested for domestic violence and platinum DUIs.
Let me give you something too. This recent one is the chief of staff.
Yes.
For UK football or for head coach Mark Stoops.
I'm going to catch my breath and get to this phone line. Softball Dad Dustin, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning and happy Tuesday. Now, Steve, I think we lost a big opportunity this morning at the beginning of the show, and I don't want to derail your conversation, but I'm going to. You tamped Marcus down. We were set up for an epic rant, and then you called it Turmoil Tuesday, and I think because of Mr. Vitale, this ought to be a Thanks, Dick Tuesday. What exactly did you have to clean up, Marcus? And I'll hang up and listen.
Fair enough.
Oh, he's talking about my car? Oh. Softball Dad Dustin, I'm not cleaning it up. I'm not going to clean it up. I'm going to let these rappers sit around and collect, and I'm going to just keep on taking pictures. Because it's going to get narrowed down to one person. Who is the only person, because it's the same type of rapper, every single day gets added. They're throwing it down in where all the wires are, where the surge protector is, the power supply thing. Let me get back to the phone lines before I lose my mind. Charles, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, my man.
Morning, fellas. Good morning.
Good morning.
Brian, I'm going to start with you because you've got the same first name as my oldest son. Man, hey, I've been listening for a while, like I said, and, man, much continued success, man, with your dog walking, man. I know any kind of business that you get going and you start it off, you know, it's kind of like rough, but then once you get past the rough edges and you get your own routine, then everything's good in the hood. So much success with that.
I appreciate that, Charles. That means a lot. Appreciate it.
And Steven, man, let me tell you, Vegas, man, it's got to be on my to-do list. My wife and the girls in the family, they went there 3 years ago, and they had a ball. So eventually I'm going to try to get out there. And by the way, you've got the same first name as my youngest son.
Okay. That's awesome, man. Yeah. It's a good time. It is a good time.
Yeah. So anyway, real quick, Steven, last February, I'm getting up in the morning. It's like 5:15 a.m. I'm brushing my teeth. Guess what happens?
I'm listening.
My back tooth, part of it breaks off.
Oh.
So not only am I breathing it in because it broke off to where it was almost at the nerve.
Yeah.
So I'm still having to go to work, and at the same time, I'm waiting until the dentist office opens. But long story short, I was able to get into the dentist. I got at work at 6:30. They were able to get me in at 9:15, gave me a permanent crown, and then I think a week or two later, they gave me they gave me a temporary one, then they gave me a permanent one. But I say that to say, I know what you're going through right now. Trust me, I know what you're going through. Fair. I mean, it is uncomfortable as uncomfortable can get.
Yeah, man. No, absolutely, man.
Well, we appreciate the call and the positive energy, Charles. A good pick-me-up on that one. We'll get our last phone call in here real quick. Doc, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, the reason why we didn't hear about it is because we don't have that scumbag Pat Forty digging around in the garbage, trying to find everything he can to try to destroy the universe.
Listen, it's
and Drew Deere still having him on his show all the time, like he's somebody that we respect. We hate Pat Forty, and Drew Deere acts like it's nothing. I guarantee you wouldn't have Andre McGee on his show on a regular basis.
Doc, I appreciate the call. That's just energy.
Drew's
not the one who brings Pat Forty on every week.
Drew just took a straight bullet, man. Pew, pew. Wherever Drew is right now, he's just like, bam.
Right. Man, I'm over here. My business.
he's probably out running right now, doing something, like just... Man,
so now that we've cleaned out the phone lines and they're still open, 8150 93.9, 3831 93.9 is the text line. I'll say this, Steve. I'll say this. For me to only discover that the last assistant coach has just gotten off suspension because what was the title? The new one?
The new one?
Yeah.
It's the chief of staff of Mark Stoops. Mark Stoops, chief of staff.
And I can't confirm this, but apparently, or allegedly, there's video out there of the domestic violent incident. Now, if that's confirmable, I could not imagine in 2021 that video would not have surfaced. Or came across, you know, people's screen. I was thinking last night that someone brought it up. And again, it's never the incident. It's the coverage of the incident and the narrative surrounding the incident. The drunk incident, your guy falling out the car.
Derek Willis.
Derek Willis. Mm-hmm. I remember being scared about how that one got covered up. Like, you know how you hear things and, they just sweep from things under the table. I remember thinking, like, not scared for my sake, like scared that a system is working way too hard for the university.
Right.
And just thinking, why is everyone so comfortable with saying things like, oh, it'll just get covered up? You know?
Yeah.
Because at some point you say, you need to stop saying that and stop putting up with looking the other way. On something like that.
Yeah.
And you know, thinking about that incident and the silence, you know, I'm sure you hear this a lot. It's like your silence is complicit.
Yeah.
Your silence to wrongs are complicit. Again, I saw it with my own two eyes. You should go back and look at the way these two arrests are being talked about. Mm-hmm. And compare it to Lovie Jenkins.
Mm-hmm.
The details of Lovie Jenkins, the bond of Lovie Jenkins, just every aspect of how Lovie Jenkins' situation or our coaches, you know, a DUI, you know, from years ago.
Well, again, like I said, and I mean, you even add in just a coach leaving for another school and then a coach on the staff now, like publicly kind of throwing shade at him. For taking a job in Michigan.
And here's the thing. That's a story that has a narrative with it. Maybe that's why you lost your coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why you have a losing culture. Maybe there is something internally wrong with the staff, you know, like that has, you know, domestic violence cases and drunk driving charges that are that. It's not a conversation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but no. Today, now is not the time to say, okay, rivalry talk. This is not rivalry talk. This is coverage talk. Mm-hmm. This is and let's be clear. In the rivalry, I'm not going to say laugh at what the actual action was, but short of arrest, you know, domestic violence and arrest, that's all rivalry.
You make jokes to this day about a woman
sex trafficking
her teenage daughters,
prostituting teenage daughters.
Yeah, and it's ha-ha Katina Powell to this day, so don't give me the high moral crap. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, no, I'm good
and
on that.
Yeah, right. And I saw it being attempted yesterday. Yeah, I didn't know, Steve, whether to laugh or screenshot. And I thought about just going back and retweeting just on principle and say, would you look at the moral high ground, people?
Yeah.
You have got to be joking, Steve. So, is there a problem? Is there a problem up there?
I'd be worried if it was my school.
I would start pulling the strings and saying, hey, is there some kind of institutional control issue?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, no, we don't like to use words like that. We don't really like to say, this is one of the, you lost 5 wide receivers. Mm-hmm. 2 coaches have gotten arrested. I mean, mm-hmm. What more do you have to have a full front page article? What the hell is going on at UK football?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do we not have enough? See, this is my point. You call a DUI a scandal here, right? You call Lovie Jenkins a scandal here. You know?
Yeah.
The coverage of, something's always happening here. If it's 2 things here and it's 7 things here, but those get swept, we're handling it internally. We did our investigation. Actions have been taken.
Yeah.
It didn't even, 2 coaches don't even make the ESPN ticker. Let me get to that first call real quick while you answer the other one. Jason, thanks for joining us.
Jesse.
Oh, sorry. Jason, fire away, my
Jesse.
Man.
What's up, Marcus, Steve, and it's Jesse.
Sorry about that, Jesse.
Hey. Here's all I'm wanting to say. Okay, I'm going to read you something off Twitter. Nick Roush, KSR, posted the article, and all he says is, not great, Bob. That was Louisville. You think that's all he says?
Probably not.
And then, hold on, let me go to another one real quick. Let me go to Matt Jones. And Matt Jones says, not a good look for a key member of UK coaching staff. You think that's all he says if it was a Louisville guy?
No. No. I mean, look.
Or do they go in and already have the article published?
No, listen.
12 hours ago.
Jesse, I will say this. A fan of a school, I don't really expect it. It's the fake neutrals that say, the fake neutrals coverage is my problem. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I'm just, like I said, I just know that Matt Jones is breaking stuff 2 days before all it's going down to Louisville. There's just the fires burning. There goes.
Well, and Jesse, I appreciate the call, man. I will say this. I mean, he had some egg on his face over that one because it turned out to look ridiculous when you did the basketball teams in turmoil. They thought it was going to be, look, they got a little wind of something, thought it was way more than what it was. And it's like, no, it wasn't what you thought it was. And ended up, they thought this was going to be some kind of big scandal, the stuff. And it was like, no, you've got a coach that's extorting another coach.
Did it make sense what I say, though, as far as I expect fans to use language?
Yeah, I don't agree with it, but I mean, fans are all, when we do to an extent. Yeah. I mean, like, you're always going to be lighter on your program,
and,
like,
and like, it's my team. You know, it's my team. It's my kids. So it's like, you know, okay, my language,
but your local papers, your local journalists, your local, you know what I'm saying? Media, like, that is just local for the region and isn't a Stephen Marcus per se or a Matt Jones or, you know, I mean, Matt Jones doesn't like Louisville. I mean,
right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know who the other guy is, but, I mean, I'm assuming you say he's KSR, so you don't like – I'm sure he doesn't like Louisville,
right.
You know? So
right.
It's like that – okay. I mean, it's still not good. I mean, and I don't think any of those people agree, like, with what the coach did and would say, no, he probably needs to be kicked off. Like, that's not what we're saying.
Yeah, we're not even talking about what the punishment should be. You know what I'm saying? We're even talking about – knowing what the punishment is, having, you know, being pressured to announce, being pressured to make a statement. I've seen what local media can do to a coach as far as applying pressure, judging the way coaches choose to handle staff or disciplinary actions. I've literally watched people call for coaches to be fired or torn or answer more questions because of them not being more transparent on what their punishments are.
Right.
And that being seen as a negative.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So yeah, so don't mind me if I say I want all eyes on local narratives today. Yeah. I want all eyes on local coverage. I want you to remember, and this is summer. This is June 29th. You can talk about the playoffs. You can talk about how Coach Mack is crushing it. You can talk about how Coach Satterfield and their staff is crushing it. Mm-hmm. And you can talk about your rivalries, coaches getting arrested and recruiting.
Yeah.
What else you going to talk about?
That's about the extent of it. Olympics.
Wimbledon.
I was going to say, Wimbledon and the Olympics.
The soccer's been awesome.
Which I love the Olympics. Yeah, yeah.
But around here, we talk program strength.
Mm-hmm.
And program chaos. Chaos.
Yeah.
I don't even think about this. Think about this. I, on this radio right now, cannot even make a joke of saying coach blank, blank, blank and coach blank, blank, blank of the University of Louisville football team arrested.
Yeah.
There would be more heat off of me just saying that as a hypothetical. Think about that.
Yeah.
I'll get more calls and more texts and more mileage out of a hypothetical if two coaches at the University of Louisville football program, they would actually reach out to me and say, What happened today on your show?
Mm-hmm.
I'll say, what do you mean? Were you talking about some coaches getting arrested or something? Like, it would be reached out to me about a hypothetical more than, geez, another coach? Not kids. Do y'all remember what happened to that guy who close-upped Steve?
Yep.
The guy who close-upped the footage of Cash Daniels twisting that guy's, trying to break his leg underneath that pile.
Mm-hmm.
You remember he said it wasn't true. Then they got the footage and up close the footage.
Yeah.
Do you remember what happened to that guy?
Yeah. Yeah, he got fired.
He
right?
got fired.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all okay with that? Are y'all okay with a guy just going through doing his regular job, his diligence, showing Cash Daniel trying to twist someone's foot off? I mean, criminally.
Yeah.
Twist somebody's foot off their body.
Sure.
And the guy gets fired for showing it? So when I tell you, you know, let's Your silence on this one. You don't call out somebody who claims to be a neutral or, oh, it's not even a story. It's just, the guy, no, you're complicit. You're complicit to the act. You're complicit to the program. You're complicit to the hiding. You're doing your program a disservice by not calling out what you see. Quick commercial break, middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker. Earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 81.50. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. I'm going to retract something that I don't know to be true. I know coming out of break, when I say things like I'm going to retract something, everybody's like, uh-oh. Who got to Maben? Did he get a phone call from somebody? And is the plug going to get pulled in the middle of the show? Did Maben speak a little too much truth or something? I'll say this. I'm not 100% sure that the guy got fired for posting that Cash Daniels video. I remember hearing he did. But I don't know that to be factually accurate. What I do know is the footage got removed. Steve, The footage got removed after the football player denied twisting the quarterback of Florida, Kyle Trask, after he denied doing it. You found the footage and then you removed it.
Yeah.
That's a story for front page local news, sports / news. I was reminded of the coverage of, what was his name? Sorry. I was reminded of the coverage of, what was his name? Marcus Walker. I'm sorry. Marcus, I was reminded of the coverage of Marcus Kingpin Walker.
Okay. Fair enough.
Marcus Ninos Brown Walker. Kilo in the dorms Walker. $98,000 in trash bags. Fresh off the lot, Ford whatever. Fresh off the dealership floor. In the dorms. Weapons that could help protect a small army. We still waiting on the details of that one.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely.
It's dangerous, y'all. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
I heard WDRB is starting their coverage. I went to ESPN.com. Now, to be fair, I just had this debate. Well, it wasn't a debate. I was just bouncing ideas off of Drew.
Yeah.
About if this is a newsworthy story to put an article on ESPN. I typed in Kentucky football.
I typed in Kentucky football.
Yeah.
Kentucky to allow college athletes to earn off name, image, and likeness. U.S. role. I see a picture of, look, U.S. rolls to FIBA Women's America Cup title as Kentucky's Ryan Howard named.
Yeah.
Isaiah Jackson prospect.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and this is the point. I mean, and because, see, I keep hearing, and I saw the tweet yesterday. It was somebody said, you have the nerve to talk about Kentucky after the last 5 years. Let me give you some more in the last 5 years. December 3rd, 2018, Kentucky football player pleads not guilty to assault charges. Zaire Hughes was arrested about 4 a.m. on Sunday at Woodland Avenue apartment, the Lexington Herald reported. According to an arrest citation, Hughes is accused of intentionally injuring his girlfriend. Police found victim with the bruises, fresh scratches. You know, I'm not going to go into details of what he did because I don't think anybody. Let me read you another one. University of Kentucky football player, Lloyd Tubman pleads not guilty to raping his ex-girlfriend. You got the Lynn Bowden situation.
Which one?
Yeah. Where authorities search Raiders Lynn Bowden's family home.
Oh, I see. I thought you were talking about when he just punched an opponent in the face before the game, shirtless, wearing. Go ahead.
Listen, but what about this one? This comes from Kentucky's SB Nation about the Vanderbilt Commodores.
No, listen.
The title is Thuggery. Is it just the commies? Question mark. This is the coverage. And again, it goes back to what you're saying. Is there not enough to say what's not being brought up? If this is the little that's getting brought up.
Listen. That's where my uncomfortable kicks in.
Yeah.
Because there's a lady listening to me right now.
Mm-hmm.
And she's nodding her head agreeing. And she's saying, finally somebody gets it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And here's what's going on.
There was a lady on social media. There was women on social media that accused Cash Daniel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You remember? Yeah. And he did tear tore up a place or something. Mm-hmm. That was saying, yes, there's a lady shaking her head right now, you know, or nodding in agreeance, right? And again, I heard this explained the other day. Guy says, if I had no concept of stealing, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I never heard of someone taking something that didn't belong to them, he said, if I had no concept of it, right? And he said, a guy, you know, me and my friend didn't have any money, and we went into the store, and I came out first, and he came out with something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I got no concept of stealing, and he comes out with some candy.
Yeah.
All I'm thinking is, there must be a nice clerk in there.
Right.
Are they giving out free candy? You know, like, because I have no concept of, man, he might have stole that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when I know a lot of times when I would say hey, you need to report this. You need to report what's going on.
Yeah,
you need to say
sure,
something.
Sure.
I couldn't wrap my mind around these level of drug charges and these crimes being swept under the rug at the level they are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I've been speeding and let go of speeding and, you know, get out of here, kids. You know what I'm saying? Like you know, I've been, you know.
Yeah.
So when I say sweep under the rug, we got caught here. We shouldn't have been here.
Sure.
Okay. I remember one time we all drove through the middle of the campus at night. Couple basketball players.
Uh-huh.
Right? We were, you know, we just drove through the walkways of the campus to get to the dorms.
Yeah.
Very, very bad thing to do, right?
Terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the campus police pulls up, you know, after we park. Get out the car. We're sitting on the bench. Campus guy pulls up and says, don't do that again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. technically, that was my theory of being swept under the rug, because that could have been some big trouble.
Sure.
I had no, like, I couldn't fathom a woman trying to say that Cash Daniel and his popular level, you know, doing this and it not being, and it being swept under the rug. Not the part that, looks, I know it's hard to report anybody. I know it's hard. Like, I know that part is hard.
Mm-hmm.
But actually doing something and watching it be swept under the rug, it's still hard for me to wrap my brain around how that feels and how that would look. But now when I see this kind of stuff, I'm like,
yeah,
the silence is complicit. The spin on, we shouldn't talk about this. This is, you know, the try to move it to domestic violence rights now.
Sure.
You know, it's the stuff that's making me extremely,
mm-hmm.
extremely uncomfortable
yeah.
with what I see. You know what I'm saying? And I'm holding people accountable, at least in my own brain and my listeners, I'm holding people accountable yeah. for not, you know, for not making it a story when it's a story in another area.
Yeah. So, look, I don't know how big of a part we play in this thing, but listen, I think it's worthy to
point it out.
To point it out.
Point
man.
It out.
Yeah.
Point it out.
That's, and again, like I said, this is, it's under Stoop's watch, so I mean, 'cause it goes all the way back. Their stories go all the way back to 2012, 2013, 20. So, yeah, but I'm sure
we'll speed it up.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure. In the meantime, like I said, Louisville football probably gonna get some good news later, and you know, got a few more on the way.
Keep it rolling, Middays with Marcus and Baby, 9 through 9 DeVille.